Kaya FM Podcast.
Kaya Talk on Kaya 959. On the street, on the air.
My next guest is an actor, presenter, MC and businesswoman. Amanda DuPont has been in the entertainment industry for over a decade. She's well known for her role in Skeem Saam. She acted in Shadow on Netflix and a string of other films. But she's also, interestingly, a Greenpeace ambassador. And she just recently launched her vegan clean living beauty care range, Lelive. I hope I'm saying it right. A very good evening to you, Amanda. Okay, we don't have Amanda on the line as yet. But it's so interesting. I was reading about this beauty care range. And I hope I'm saying it right. I was looking at the pronunciation. It's Lelive. And it's actually the meaning, it actually means off this or given off this earth. So very interesting. And it's completely vegan. But as I said, you know, she's going to be our guest and we're going to be talking about her money and understanding her relationship with money. I think we do have Amanda on the line now. Amanda, very good evening to you.
Good evening to you. Sorry about that. I was quite a mission to get on the line.
Okay. Well, as long as you're here now, you know, I was talking about your new beauty care range and I was wondering whether I was actually pronouncing it right. So it's Lelive.
That's right. Yes.
Ah, okay. What is the meaning of it?
So it actually comes from my Swazi name, which is Langa Lelive. And in totality, it means sun of the world or, you know, light of the world or nation. So Lelive is just basically of the world and of the nation. And I just thought it was so fitting because I was looking to create a skincare that everybody could use, all skin colors, textures, and just something that was so inclusive. Of course, something that was authentically African, but that anyone could use all over the world.
Absolutely. You know, I was saying that it's important for us. I mean, this is a vegan, clean living beauty care range. I think it's our first in South Africa. It's so important that there is this movement where women are now concentrating and paying more attention as to what they're putting on their faces.
You know, I don't think it's women alone. I think
men too,
men included. Mm-hmm. And a large part of wealth is our health and what state we're in. And we've become so much more aware of how we're looking after ourselves. We've taken into consideration what we should be eating, what's good for us, what's bad for us. So I think we're very knowledgeable, and which is why we use a community-based platform to build the ingredients list, to build this product, because we found that the consumer is no longer at a point where they want to be fed something. The consumer told us that they wanted these things, that they wanted vegan, that they wanted earth conscious, that they wanted. So I just think we're aware, we're woke. I mean, the average lifespan of people has increased so much because of the knowledge that we know. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So tell me now about your knowledge. Tell me about your money. What's your relationship like with money?
Okay. Obviously, as an entrepreneur, money is extremely important.
Mm-hmm. Has it always been for you?
I must be very honest with you. The art side and the creative side, I almost feel like I compartmentalize the two different facets of my life. Okay. So there's the creative side, and in that essence of my life, money doesn't matter at all. Everything is passion driven. If my heart and my soul is not in it, I almost won't do it. And I genuinely believe everything will look after itself. And then in the same breath, I have another side of me, which is completely business. And I'm fully aware that, you know, money is really significant to get things going, and being a woman in business and starting something this large would be presumptuous to think that I couldn't do that without money. But also, I think we have so many other pressing issues and what we've gone through, just like globally. Yeah. With the pandemic, you know, there's just, I don't want also people to pressurize themselves into, I think it's also causing a lot of mental issues by putting so much strain on making money when we've all faced a really tough time.
COVID has just been hard on us in so many different ways. How did you manage through this time?
I suppose I applied the make or break philosophy. Lelive was given birth to during COVID. So it started off as a positive community to share uplifting things. So I think I just stayed positive, and in staying positive, just became innovative to what the market was like. I think in business, there's always business if you're supplying a need. And even though we didn't start off as a need, it just started off as an uplifting space for people to stay light and hopeful and share positive things, that we gave birth to this business idea. And it COVID also pushed a lot of us to do things that we perhaps would have never done, that were maybe dreams that we never put effort into. Maybe we didn't have the time, but it also gave us a lot of time, and it put us in situations where we were all trying to survive. So for me, it accelerated my dreams and goals because I needed to make things happen. It was kind of a it's now or never.
Truly, I mean, COVID has been a test, a real test for so many people. Can you think out of the box? Can you do something different? Because this is survival that you're talking about. You know, your everyday has been taken away from you. Your most important money lessons?
To not be a slave to consumerism.
Okay.
To purchase what is necessary and what we need. And I don't think, perhaps I never thought that way. And it's really, it infiltrates into every part of my life, even down to the costing. You know, this skincare range that we have put out is a luxury skincare range. It looks beautiful, but I've really worked hard to make sure that it's super affordable. To be able to have 7 products for like R1,700
sure.
is almost unheard of, because I know that people are in a position where most people are buying what they need and some people are buying unnecessary things. So almost making the decision easier. It's so easy to become a slave to consumerism in the kind of society that we've learned. So been my most valuable lesson.
Are you lavish in any way? Do you spoil yourself on anything?
Darling, are you not?
You tell me and then I'll tell you.
I think everybody is.
Mm-hmm.
It's about sacrifice. It hurts so bad. It's not. There's so many things I want. But more than the things that I want, I would love to like leave a legacy and build things that are meaningful and create not only build my career, but create opportunities for other women and empower them. And it has to come at sacrifice.
Amanda, what do you spend on? Anything. I mean, is it shoes, bags, art?
This is going to surprise you.
Yeah, tell me. I've heard it all on this show. Sneakers.
What did they say? Is it
planes? Sneakers, travel. It's okay. We're not judging you. We just want to know.
Probably at number one is anything fitness related.
Okay.
Health related. I will drive miles and source like organic, natural, because I still eat meat to make sure that my meats are...
Oh, good. You go all the way to the farm to fetch it.
That's a bit dramatic, but yeah. I go all the way. And so probably what I spend most on is my health and my fitness. And then number three would definitely be time out vacations. I definitely overwork and I'm okay with that. But I have little rewards where I go away for a bit and I just zone out.
Watch out for burnout. We just had a discussion about burnout. So just watch out for that. But well done. See, we're not judging you. But that's investing in you and your good health. So, I mean, sportswear these days is not cheap. Anything sports is very expensive.
Yeah. You know, you speaking of burnout, I mean, I was once traumatized by a mug a mate of mine had, and it said, you have the same hours in a day as Beyonce. And it has traumatized me. So even when I'm tired, I was like, honey, like Beyonce is so far ahead. And yes, absolutely, you're right. It's true. Rest is important because if you haven't rested, you're not making sound decisions.
No, absolutely.
You're not thinking clearly. So I agree. A bit of that.
You've got to take care of you first. Amanda, thank you so much for joining me, even though it was a little bit late. But thank you so much for coming on. It was great talking to you. Good luck with your new product.
Kaya Talk on Kaya 959. On the street, on the air.
Kaya FM Podcast. Go to kayafm.co.za for more.